A word for you from Acts chapter 14, verse 14. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd shouting. Now, let me give you a bit of background before this and then afterwards. Very interesting, they were in the area of Iconium, the region that was full of idols, different gods and superstitions. It is from this area that we get the English word icon, which has the meaning of worship and idolatry. So revival broke out and the Lord was using them, but superstition tended to misinterpret and to give glory to gods instead of to God, the living God. Because when a cripple had been healed, they said that the gods have come down to us in human form. It was because of an old legend, and they didn't want to make the same mistake, because many generations ago the whole area had been wiped out, the legend said, because Zeus and Hermes had come disguised and they were not accepted. So now they thought, well, this is our second chance. And now they bring all sorts of offerings and sacrifices. They didn't want to be wiped out. They tried to interpret things according to their superstition. But notice, and this is the point, notice the reaction of Barnabas and Paul. It was an ideal opportunity to receive just a bit of worship and some of their sacrifices, which were probably of great financial value. But they rejected it completely. They tore their garments, which was symbolic at the time of blasphemy. And that's really what they were saying. Why are you doing this? They say. We too are only men, human like you. They were able then, through their actions, to show and to reveal the gospel. And from that point on, they then described the gospel in the language that was better understood, because they couldn't use the language of the Jews and quote the Old Testament. Instead, they started where the people were at. And they began with that misinterpretation and saying, look, don't bring sacrifices to us. We preach the gospel of the living God, He who made everything. And then they proclaimed the gospel. In verse 18, even with these words, they had difficulty keeping the crowds from sacrificing to them. But they did the right thing. They displayed the truth of the gospel.